Hi, everyone, and welcome to our experimental podcast for up to four players.
Currently named Two Players and Up.
Yes, because we want to put as many P's as possible when we try to record podcasts. Sounds like a good idea.
My name is Eran Aviram.
And my name is Aviv Or.
And I have an horrible, horrible Israeli accent.
And I try to have a proper British one.
And together we are behind the webcomics Up to Four Players. We like to call it a webcomics by gamers, about gamers, and games in general. This is, as we've said, an experimental feature. We thought we used to upload some sort of post every Monday to fill our website with something, because we only update the webcomics once a week. And we want to keep the pulse, you know, pumping or something. And posting is nice and all, but we thought, well, hey, how about we just talk a bit, Aviv and I? We can accomplish a bit more by speaking. It's faster. And also, I personally really like podcasts, and I'm already recording an Israeli one, a Hebrew one, about role-playing games every week. And so we already have the equipment and the know-how of editing and etc.
And also, I feel that when you talk, like when you have a conversation, you feel a lot more free to say a bunch of nonsense that you wouldn't necessarily write down, because when you write things down, you really have to filter things.
Have you read our post? Because just to be sure.
Yeah, but they usually are about one subject or two subjects.
Yes.
Or something particular, while I think this podcast is just going to be about us talking about stuff.
Well, we're hoping. Well, we talked so much about the podcast without actually about anything. And the whole point is doing it like 15 minutes or so every week, not going too deep into anything. So let's start with you, Aviv, and your topic.
My topic? I imagine my topic is going to be very often about television, because Ev and I, that's my husband, we watch a lot of it. And there's actually been a few new TV shows that came out in the past few weeks. The first one is called Wayward Pines. It's about, very, very shortly, it's about this weird little town that an FBI agent played by Matt Dillon finds himself in. And everything is very weird, and he doesn't know why he's there, and it's all mysterious and stuff. And I stopped after, I think, two episodes, because I just couldn't take it anymore. Matt Dillon, he looks familiar, but I think he was only in, what's it called in English? God, Crazy About Mary or something? There's something about Mary. The movie with the...
Oh yeah, I remember the movie, yeah. But Matt Dillon?
Yeah, I don't think he's been anywhere except that movie. And he's not a good actor.
Oh, wow. Okay, now I've searched for him.
Yes,
and yeah, I don't really know him from anywhere, yeah.
He looks like Frankenstein's monster a bit.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
He really does. And
something with the eyes, yeah.
Well, a lot of websites that I've read reviews about this show in several websites where they describe him as likable, intelligent looking, and several other adjectives that I absolutely do not agree with. He's just, I can't stand seeing him on screen. And the depressing thing is that Ev, that's short for Evyatal, which is just easier to say in a British accent, he continued to watch it, and the story actually sounds really interesting. Like, they actually, it's apparently based on a book, and there's a good story in the background, but all the actors are horrible. The directing is horrible. The dialogue is horrible. It's just, it sounds like they took something really good and made an absolute mess of it. So that's Wayward Pines, if you're interested in watching just horribleness happening in front of your eyes.
the thing, when you say pines, the thing I think about, well, afterward you said a strange town in the middle of nowhere and stuff like that. I was thinking about Dipper and Mabel Pines from Gravity Falls.
Mm. Yes.
Which is like the best show ever, sort of. So,
oh my God, I wish it was more like that. I really do. It's not good.
Okay, so I won't see that one. Excellent. Good. Thank you. Yes.
Another one you shouldn't see.
Oh, yes.
It's called Whispers. It starts with... Well, the.
Where do you hear about those? I never heard about Wayward or Whispers.
Where do we hear about them? I think there's a website called Next Episode.
Yes.
That just updates us on the TV shows that we do follow. But then it also lists every TV show that comes out every day, everywhere, basically. Or in America, at least.
Oh, and do you just check it out and see what
Yeah, we just look at okay. names that look interesting or shows that have just started and we give them a try.
Whisper sounds interesting.
Well, it's but basically it's about children that start murdering their parents. Because they hear an imaginary
Shouts.
Friend. There's an imaginary friend that whispers to them to do all kinds of things. And it could be interesting, but most of the children are really annoying. And the adults are not much better. There are just very few interesting characters in that show. So don't watch that either.
The third one you want to talk about is Sense8. Now, I've heard a lot about Sense8, mostly about people telling me not to watch it.
Well, let me join that group of people.
Sure.
I understood as well that it's supposed to be a big thing. It's from Netflix, so all the episodes came out at once, and we couldn't watch more than two. It's about... what does it remind us of?
Heroes.
Okay, it's by the Wachowski brothers, who did The Matrix. Not the brothers, sorry. The Wachowski siblings now, who did The Matrix and who did Cloud Atlas. And it's very much like... I haven't watched Cloud Atlas, but I understand it's about a bunch of stories happening to a bunch of people that aren't really related in any way. Mm-hmm. And that's Sense8, basically. I mean, the two episodes we watched, and I heard it continues along the same lines, are just... eight different stories of eight different characters who are somehow connected psychically, spiritually, whatever. They see through each other's eyes occasionally, but they don't know what's going on. Is it hallucinations? Is it something sci-fi-ish? Is it just spiritual? Can we say crap on this podcast?
Yes, we can say crap.
That's
yes.
what it is then.
Oh, it's crap, you say.
It is. It's crap. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it gets better. Maybe it gets more interesting. Maybe something starts to happen. But in the first two episodes, we just haven't seen any of that. And it goes nowhere. And there's Saeed from Lost, which was kind of a hook at the beginning, but just not anymore. So there you go. Three TV shows that you probably shouldn't be watching. Glad I helped.
Excellent. Thank you. Yes. Thank you very much. My topic for today, a bit shorter. I just want to talk just a little bit about Witcher 3, The Wild Hunt. We've already written about it. My wife and I are playing it together. Well, I'm playing it and my wife sits next to me. But we do all of the decisions together. And sometimes she fights as well. And she does most of the Gwent tournaments as well. And we play together because there's so much story in it. We just love going through it. So we've written about it a few times before for the website. So if you want to read about it, we'll have in the show notes some links to our previous Monday posts. So I just want to say something specifically this time about consequences. The game, well, it's very atmosphere heavy. It's an amazing implementation of a medieval-like world. You walk through the streets of Novigrad, and you feel like you're in this gritty, poor, or maybe rich, depends on the specific part of the city, of course. Real city, it looks amazing, not just because the graphics is so good, but also because the graphic design is so good. And part of feeling like you're really in the world, of course, is the feeling of consequences. I don't want to really spoil, so I'll say something very minor, but it's the little details that count. You go through Novigrad, which is generally a free city, but currently The Church of the Eternal Flame is not exactly ruling the city, but the temple is very, very important. So we walk through the city, and we're playing Geralt, the Witcher. Everyone, well, not everyone, but most of the people sort of say, the mutant, freak, go away, or stuff like that. By the way, they say different things in different villages and different towns, which is, like, again, amazing. Yeah. It's the little things.
Cool.
And you go past a preacher, and there are all sorts of preachers, like, standing in corners, and they preach to a crowd of, like, 5 or 6 people. This specific preacher is a quest. You can see it on the minimap. He has the yellow quest sign. So you go to him, and you speak with him, and it starts... Actually, it's enough that you just go past him to start a little cinematic, which is even better, because you don't have to interact with him. It's enough that you go past him. You don't even need to notice that he's a quest. And he starts talking to you. Oh, yeah, the Witcher is... we all need to push him out of the city, and he's like... Witch and witches are all the same, and we have to burn them all and stuff like that. Whatever you say, I think we said that we sort of made him look like a fool in front of the crowd that was in front of him. And, you know, we felt awesome. Thanks to that, we made him basically go away, and the crowd was dispersed. I think 4 game days later, while in the middle of something else entirely, but still in Novigrad, again, we walk through the street, somewhere in the poor neighborhood, and 3 guys from, again, from the church come to us and say, hey, that's you, you have to come with us. You were called to the, I don't know, some temple, this or other, give us your weapons. And we say, no. We could have said yes, but we said no. I don't know what would happen if we said yes. We said no, and then one of them says, I knew he wouldn't fall for this. And then one of them says, we're here to give you a lesson, to like you to actually not a lesson, more like give you a great, great thrashing about and beat you because of that thing, because of how you humiliated that preacher. He went to us and told us, well, basically complained about you, and we want to, well, we are, you know, pious and part of the church, and we don't like to see our preachers humiliate like this, and so we're going to beat the crap out of you. And then, of course, we demolish them in a second, because we're Geralt, the plowing witcher, and we, it ends in 30 seconds, and they don't have anything on them, like, and that's where the story ends, this particular story. I don't think it's going to continue anywhere, but that's enough. I don't need anything beyond that.
Yeah.
We felt like we had consequences, like we did something. It was amazing when we did it. It was so fun, and it was just a minor, tiny little thing. Just when you go through the city, there are like 10 of these, yes? Now, not all of them has consequences. Not all of them have this sequel scene. But it's enough that like 2 have for you to feel awesome about this game. Like you're really in a world that reacts to you. And I think there are games, other RPGs, in which, I don't know, they put something like weather effects and they say on the, I say the back of the box, but basically it's in the features on Steam today. The world is breathing and weather and days and night. It's not a live and true world because you have day and night cycles and rain. The Witcher 3 has those, by the way, but it doesn't matter. No, because the fact that you feel like you did something and then something happened, it's a minute, tiny little thing. It's not part of the big quest. Of course, in the big quest, you do something and then something happens. But when you insult a preacher and then some guys come to beat you up because of that, that's very cool.
It's like the word lives even if you're not there at that moment. It's like everyone, the characters are real and alive all the time.
I'm buying it. My suspension is cool. Fully disbelieved. My disbelief is fully suspended, actually. Yes, and that's amazing. That's it. That's all I want to say about The Witcher.
That's very cool. I wonder what would have happened. I mean, if other interesting things would have happened if like you didn't humiliate the preacher.
I have no idea.
Or you
I
said
don't
something
know.
Else.
And, you know, it's not like I would now load the previous save. I didn't bother to do a specific save, and it doesn't matter because it was like 4 days ago in game, so it was like 10 hours ago in gameplay time. So of course I want to try it, and that makes it even more interesting because I don't know what could have happened.
And there are probably so many things happening all the time. You can't, it's like it's chaos theory for games.
It's amazing. I have so
Basically,
many
yeah.
other
Very
amazing
cool.
things to say about the quest, how they build branching trees, but that's for another time.
And probably full of spoilers
Oh
as well.
yes, like gazillion. Let's talk about the comics a bit. We want to be so very actual, current,
Sure.
contemporary, my wife suggests. And so we'll say a bit about the comics that we've just uploaded this previous Thursday. Helping Hands. Just a little few, I don't know, anecdotes about it, because I think there is a story behind every strip. But we just want to say a bit about this one specifically. Would you like to start from your artist point?
Sure. I guess the interesting thing about this one is obviously Miz, I imagine, because we don't know anything about her married life, and we shouldn't
You
presume,
shouldn't
of
presume.
course.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. So Miz Studebaker is kind of inspired a bit by a character from Full Metal Alchemist, which we are watching at the moment, Evanai. I hope you've all watched it because it's a really good anime. It combines like so much fun and humor and crazy Japanese anime stuff with just horrible dramatic and brilliant stories and plot lines and just crazy things that happen. So watch that if you haven't yet. But there's a character there that's like the old neighbor of the two main character who are kids. And she's just this old sweet lady who happens to also build robotic arms and legs for people because, you know, anime. She's called Pinako. So Ms. Studebaker is a bit inspired by her with the hair and with the eyes and everything. And just as a tiny Easter egg, I added alchemist circles from the show to the plates. The decorative plates in her
It's a
house.
decorative plate. I thought it was a window.
Oh, well, there you go.
Okay.
Art, you know, anyone can
Everyone can
interpret
interpret it as
it.
much as they can.
Yes.
The whole reason for this strip from the first place was because we already have an idea for a few strips about delivery in, well, probably in Europe, but in London specifically, because we are so amazed by the efficiency of delivery here. We wanted to do a few strips about it, but it felt a bit strange just talking about it from here. Delivery is fast. Oh, very funny. We didn't think it would be funny unless we give some groundworks talking about mail in general, and just making it an issue so we can refer to it later on. Now, when we do a strip, well, this week, about something hopefully funny about the delivery. It will be a natural, not exactly conclusion, but development from this strip, hopefully. I don't think you can call it exactly the beginning of a storyline because it's like it's just the groundwork for the next strip. That's it. But we do this here and there, I think. It's helpful thinking backwards from your punch all the way to the previous strip sometimes. That's it. We can probably talk like another 15 minutes or so, but we wanted to do this podcast for like 15 minutes, and we're already recording like 20 minutes. So even after editing, it won't be as short as we intended. But we would like to know what you think about it. Do you think we should do it shorter? Do you think like 20 minutes, like you probably are hearing it now, is fine? Do you hate my voice? I know in English you might say like, "Hey, his voice," but that's unfortunate because I
You should
can
do it
change my
like
voice.
that.
Oh, I
No, you
can
should
do
just
all
grr.
yes, this can
Not
be my voice
brilliant.
from now on.
Yeah.
Would you like me to
Oh
speak
my
like
God.
this? I don't know what voice is this. It can be mine.
Anyway.
So we'd like to get some feedback because we call this episode zero of what might become a weekly podcast. It really depends on you guys. Please provide us with feedback, both positive and negative. Criticism is always welcome. It's the only way in which we can get better. So please, in the show notes, or just to an email, comics@uptofourplayers.com. We love your mails. We love them. We love your mails. We love them all.
Yes.
That's it. Thank you very much. I was Iran.
I was Aviv. And I hopefully we'll talk to you again next week.
Just one Hebrew word you should all know. Hebrew for goodbye is lehitraot. And I really like this word because you can say it like that. Lehitraot! Lehitraot! Goodbye.
Lehitraot. <Okay. laughs>
Consequences. 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 Without an N.
Yes.
Nice.